Good afternoon. I'm Father Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to Reflection on this 19th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 23, year A. The readings for today are taken from Isaiah chapter 25, verses 1 to 9, Psalm 23, Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 1 to 9, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 1 to 14. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we come because you have called us. We have come in the name of Jesus. We have come to declare the Father's love. We have come because you are worthy. We have come because you are here. Lord, empower us with your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge your presence and to worship you alone. Amen. Lord, though we often find the world a frightening place that drains our hope, stultifies our joy, and robs us of our peace, we rejoice in that promise that in the midst of the storm, everyone who stands close to you will find freedom and security, peace and protection. Lord, as we come to thank you for being present when we are tempted, strong enough to hold us up when we are falling, and loving enough to stand by us, forgiving us and helping us to begin again, we bring our prayers to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. We pray the collect for proper 23, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Lord, we pray that your grace may always precede and follow us, that we may continually be given to good works. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Being a Citizen of the Kingdom. Being a citizen of the kingdom. The prophet Isaiah, in our Old Testament lesson today, paints a vivid picture of the expectant kingdom of God. The Lord prepares a grand banquet on Mount Zion. The banquet is prepared for all peoples, not just the chosen people. God invites all. In that banquet, the culmination of God's love and faithfulness, the last enemy, death, will be destroyed forever. Death, the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations, will be swallowed up forever. With the absence of death, the Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his peoples he will take away from all the earth. Isaiah 25, verse 5. It will be a great day of rejoicing, God fulfilling God's promise to all the world. The prophet paints an inviting picture, for the heavenly banquet is open to all. But will all accept the invitation? Will all participate in the heavenly banquet? In our gospel from Matthew 22, verses 1 to 14, Jesus uses the same theme in his parable of the wedding banquet to indeed answer our questions. Jesus says, "A king prepares a wedding banquet for the prince. Yet all who have received invitations refuse to come when the king sends word to them that everything is ready. Those who received invitations ignored the king and went about their business. Some even shame, torture, and kill the king's messengers. The king is furious. He sends his army to destroy those disrespectful, wicked citizens. The king then sends his servant into the streets, the highways and the byways, to invite everyone else into his banquet. Everyone, regardless of title, social class, or position in society. The invitation is now for all peoples. The people respond, and the banquet hall is filled. The king comes in to visit his guests. He discovers a man who did not have on the proper attire for a royal wedding. When confronted, the man had no explanation. He was therefore thrown out of the wedding feast and cast into outer darkness. God invited the descendants of Abraham, the children of Israel into God's kingdom. They were chosen to be God's own people, a chosen race, a kingdom of priests, a people set apart for God. They were to be a holy nation to influence other nations to be a part of God's kingdom. They ignored God's messengers, the prophets, and in many instances, killed them. God rejects Israel. So God would then invite all peoples through Christ to be a part of God's kingdom. All now have the opportunity to become a holy nation, God's own people. John the Baptist and Jesus, the Son of God, both proclaim the kingdom of God has come near. Matthew chapter 3 verse 2 and Matthew chapter 4 verse 17. They both extended an open invitation to all people to become a part of God's kingdom. John invited the people to repent and be baptized, to be ready for the kingdom. Jesus invited the people to obedience to God's word and God's will. He emphasized the two great commandments, love God and love yourself and others. If we desire to accept the invitation to be a part of God's kingdom, we must believe, we must be united with Christ in baptism. That will indicate that we have accepted God's invitation to be a part of his kingdom. But that is the easy part. Once we are part of the wedding banquet, the kingdom of God, we have to act in ways consistent with kingdom values and principles. The unfortunate individual in the parable did not need a wedding garment to accept the invitation. However, once he became a part of the festivities, he needed to be identified as a guest. Hence, the need for a wedding garment. He needed a wedding garment to be identified as being a part of the banquet. Everyone is invited to be a part of God's kingdom. However, we need to undergo a transformation to remain a part of that kingdom. Being a citizen of God's kingdom requires that we move from being children of the world to become, by the power of the Holy Spirit, children of God, inheritors of God's kingdom, where we can truly call God Father. Abba. In his letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 1 to 9, Paul identifies some of the characteristics that members of God's kingdom need to display to be identified as God's people, to remain in the wedding banquet. Paul writes, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice." Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Those with the wedding garment will be joyful. Guided by the Holy Spirit, those who belong to the kingdom of God will be able to express joy which comes from faith in God in all circumstances. They will have the confidence to know that weeping takes place in the night, but joy comes in the morning. Paul emphasizes gentleness, a gentleness that comes from caring and empathy. Philippians chapter 4, verse 5. He counsels, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Those who desire to remain a part of God's kingdom must be able to trust God to hear their prayers and respond in God's way, the way and at the time that is best for them. There is no need to worry. God has everything in God's loving hands. Citizens of God's kingdom will be able to pray at all times and circumstances and give thanks always and for everything with faith in the goodness and love of God. Paul affirms that those who truly belong to God's kingdom, those who have on a wedding garment, will experience God's peace. That peace which surpasses all understanding. The peace of God which will bring calm in any storm that can arise in the rough seas of the world. Finally, Paul directs us to other virtues that members or citizens of God's kingdom must demonstrate. He recommends truth, honor, justice, purity, satisfaction, honesty, and excellence as all part of the garment of behavior and attitude that will allow us to remain citizens of the kingdom of God. Paul puts it eloquently in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. He writes, "Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think on these things. As we think, we will act on these things, and therefore qualify to remain as citizens of the kingdom of God and experience fullness of life in this realm and life without death in God's presence." Accepting the invitation to be a part of God's kingdom is the easy part. The challenge is to remain a citizen of the kingdom of God. Let us pray that being obedient to the guidance and direction of the Holy Spirit, we will always be found worthy to remain citizens of God's kingdom and not be cast out into the outer darkness. Remember, for many are called, but few are chosen. Let us strive with the help, the guidance, and direction of the Holy Spirit to remain among those who are chosen. Amen. Let us pray. You have called us, O God, to be your people. You have loved us and chosen us for your own. Clothe us with your compassion, your kindness, your humility, your gentleness, and your patience. Help us forgive one another as you have forgiven us, and bind us all together in the perfect unity of your love. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Grant, O God, your protection, and in your protection, strength, and in strength, understanding, and in understanding, knowledge, and in knowledge, the knowledge of justice, and in the knowledge of justice, the love of it, and in that love, the love of existence, and in the love of existence, the love of God. God and all goodness. Amen. Lord of our hearts, give us vision to inspire us, that working or resting, we may always think of you. Lord of our hearts, give us light to guide us, that at home or abroad, we may always walk in your way. Lord of our hearts, give us wisdom to direct us, that thinking or acting, we may always discern right from wrong. Lord of our hearts, give us courage to strengthen us, that amongst friends or enemies, we may always proclaim your justice. Lord of our heart, give us trust to console us, that, hungry or well-fed, we may always rely on your mercy. Lord of our hearts, save us from empty prayers, that we may always boast of you. Lord of our hearts, save us from worldly wealth, that we may always look to the riches of heaven. Lord of our hearts, save us from military prowess, that we may always seek your protection. Lord of our hearts, save us from vain knowledge, that we may always study your word. Lord of our hearts, save us from unnatural pleasures, that we may always find joy in your wonderful creation. Lord of our own hearts, whatever befalls us, rule over our thoughts and feelings, our words and actions, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in that service of God, we ask you to continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace, this day and forevermore. Amen. And so we invite you to test positive for faith, keep distant from doubt, isolate from fear, and trust God. And we wish you a very rewarding, productive, and spirit-filled week. Please obey the regulations and be safe. God bless you.